Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Good morning, everybody. Right off the bat, as you can see from our entrance, we're kind of going off a little kilter, maybe a little off the protocol. I'm asking everybody in the crowd, correct? My family and friends last night. I'm asking everybody in the crowd today to join me and my daughter Elizabeth in singing the national anthem. Me and my wife 3 years ago wanted nothing more than to make this atrium sing, and I hope you join me and Ellie.
Oh, man. That's Village Captain Terry Shashadi, retired now United States Navy, former commanding officer at the base, introducing what would be a group anthem instead of a soloist anthem. And it was really a cool moment in the atrium at the Naval Aviation Museum on Friday. Just a great example of the crowd singing it and sort of participating together instead of the, you know, the performer leading or even the performer dominating. It was really something special, and you could tell that it was very meaningful to him and his wife.
A special thank you, and I make this up service. Thank you all for singing with me, my daughter. That was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
That's great. So they go through the first formality is that, you know, Admiral Cherico gives a speech talking about Village, and then Village talks a little bit, and then they transition over to Chandra Newman. Mama-san is her call sign. Captain Newman is now the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. And her comments, I'll have a full interview coming up with her in just a few minutes. But what I wanted to get to is the second part of the ceremony, which is, and we've been doing this all morning, so if you're just tuning in, this is your first time hearing about it, you can go back and listen on the podcast page covering all the other comments that were made. It was a great ceremony, almost 2 hours, which is normal for these things. But, you know, there is this, the retirement ceremony is separate. You know, they do the change of command, that's one thing. And then the retirement, if there is a retirement, gets added on at the end because it's the last thing that this person's going to do officially as a member of the U.S. Navy.
I know I've told this story a few times before, but my first taste of naval aviation was at the age of 9 while watching the Blue Angels perform off the beach of Coney Island.
And by the way, I know the audio quality is not great. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I did my best to get you good audio, and this is the best we've got. And I think you can still, otherwise I wouldn't play it if I didn't think you'd hear it. But anyway, this is him talking about growing up in Brooklyn.
Growing up in Brooklyn, we didn't have a lot of Navy going on. Spending our time playing sports on the parish teams, stickball, hockey, basically anything in the street. Or running late to Thursday night Boy Scout meetings at the base of the Holy Name. So to be able to see the Blue Angels was just simply awesome. And then when I was about 12 years old, I had the good fortune playing a sport called water polo, and it took me down to the Naval Academy for a tournament. That visit, followed by seeing the Blue Angels, sparked an interest that would change my life forever.
Which is the point. I mean, a lot of times people, I repeat it because I know a lot of you do know this, but like the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are recruiting tools. The purpose of them is to get people excited about the prospect of serving in the Navy, naval aviation, and then if not aviation, well, something else, right? That's the idea. And he says, you know, very typical original why he would go into wanting to fly in the Navy.
I think the original why of becoming a naval aviator was to fly fast jets and go upside down. It was fun, exciting, and pretty crazy that I was trucked to fly a jet, let alone with three other people in it.
Yeah, as a Prowler pilot, the E-6, EA-6, electronic attack, which is now the Growler. I mean, they've upgraded the platform entirely. It's now the F-18 variant, the Growler. But anyway, talking about flying upside down and going fast. And then, after he had already enlisted, 9/11.
As I was learning how to fly the Prowler before being assigned an operational squadron, the Squirts, the events of September 11th took place, quickly defining what would become the majority of my career and the new why. Luckily, only one of my close friends, there it is, luckily only one of my close friends passed away, but that event affected every single one of us in our neighborhood because we knew somebody, whether it was family or friends. A few months later, as our squadron were in final preparation to go on deployment, family friend and firefighter with FDNY, a guy by the name of Phil McKenna, who is also here, mailed me a package filled with more than 70 FDNY patches. Those patches were quickly handed out to every aviator on my first deployment, and I imagine remain sewn into salty flight jackets of my friends to this day. That patch, along with a patch for NYPD, has been in my flight suit pocket for over 22 years to remind me of my new why, so that I would never take my job or my responsibility for granted. To this day.
They sent him all patches for the Department of the Fire Department of New York, which they have all kept. And he said he keeps every time he puts on a flight suit, even to this day. And New York Police Department because of 9/11. A whole generation of military personnel, their world has been defined by the war on terror. I mean, 26 years, the war on terror. Not quite all of that 26 years, but pretty close to it. And certainly for anybody who flew or sailed or was deployed, right? I mean, that was the why, the overwhelming why. We'll come back to this in just a second because I want to let you hear some of the final comments that he had, as always expected, about his family, which is, I always cry a little bit at these things with them because I'm an easy cry. In case you haven't figured this out about me, I'm an easy cry. My wife, like, never cries. It's funny because we'll be watching some show, and I'm like, stupid show. She's laughing at me. She's like, you soap. you're such an emotional person. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, and Highway 90 through Pace into Pensacola look good. Still dealing with the railroad closures right now at the intersections of East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Archer Road. Those three are closed for sure, so you definitely want to plan around that and add some extra time to your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I don't know how that's hard to say at all.
I don't either.
Railroad closures and crossings? It seems easy to me. That is hazing. To have to say those things, that is absolutely hazing. All right, back to Village. Terry Shashadi, commanding officer, former commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, captain retired now, talking about family, which is, man, you know, it's... Anyway, here he goes.
So now, my amazing, talented, and ever-patient wife. For the past 24 years since we've been together, almost 20 of them married, I've had the honor to serve our country, but behind every deployment of boat debt, the PCS Move plan alone would have been my strength, my anchor, and my constant support. While I was away, you took the kids to school, coached baseball, took them to games, dogs to the vet, handling almost all challenges alone. Except the checkbook. You still cannot. Why? I tried. It's not hard. They make these apps now. They just work.
Jen is great, and I love that he's giving her a hard time about the checkbook thing. That just cracks me up, because it's always, you know, honor, 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 and every once in a while it's like, but there's got to be a little bit of fun in there too, right?
You raise our four kids for the majority of their younger lives alone, yet you always have time for anyone who asks. Since I've met you, you always have put the needs of others ahead of yourself. Our friends and family have come from all parts of the country not to hear this speech, but to share this day with you because you've earned this retirement as well. I know, and everyone who knows us knows, that I could not have done this without you by my side. Jen, I love you. And I can't wait to start the next chapter of our lives right here in Pensacola, Florida. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you, to actually go into those lunch dates that you go to without me all the time. And basically, just a little bit more time to ourselves.
So you just kind of hear some of the heart of these folks. And I know people text me, it's hard to hear. I know it's hard to hear. I know. But if I just tell you the story, it doesn't capture it the same way. And that's why I wanted you to hear some of the emotion in it. But the struggle that military families go through, the separation, the extra responsibility, you know, the things that you don't have when somebody's deployed, and the honor that is given to each other and to them. And it's, you know, it's always touching to me, again, thinking about the people. And then they go through the flag ceremony with the Old Glory and Mongo doing a great job of that. You know, the former Commodore on the base, Scott Janik, captain. Anyway, just it's always really nice. And then sort of the final thing that they always close off with, and, you know, for those of you who are Navy people, you know this, Colt, of course. I'm not telling you anything. But for people who don't know, when you go on and off a ship, they have a ceremony for a certain level of officers where they'll ring bells. And you get more bells the more, and you get more side boys, people standing in there in the, as you go up the gangplank or whatever. The bigger your rank, the more you get. And so NAS Pensacola is, we say on board because it's a station, right? It's a naval station. It's like you're going on a ship. And particularly, it's a simulated version of that where the stage is meant to represent like the whole facility. And so they kind of simulate the going on and off of a ship, going on and off to the stage or the podium when they're going to do the people. And then the last thing they do, so they go on and off with the admirals or whatever. But then the last one you play when somebody retires, in this case, a captain retiring.
Captain, United States Navy, retired. Departing.
That's Village leaving. And that's normal. But what I particularly appreciated, and they may have done this before and I don't remember it, but what I particularly appreciated was the follow-up.
Navy family, retired. Departing.
In some of the canines who, of course, don't love the whistles, but they're barking. But it's the family retiring that they honored leaving the ship along with the captain. So, as Alex said, very touching, very always moving to me. And I hope you ever have a chance to attend when they are open, you know, to the public. And there was, I don't know, 300 or 400 people packed into the atrium to see this thing. 7:21 here on News Radio 92.3. So welcome aboard, Captain Newman, and we'll have the interview with her coming up in about 10 minutes. And actual final comments from Village. I got him right as he had just transitioned out. His last interview, or first interview as a civilian, really, I guess I should say. So that'll be coming up in just a little bit. 7:22 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got plumbing issues, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall, the pressure's not good, the temperature's not good, or you just, you know, you really want to reclaim some of that Tupperware. Be better than that. Come on. Barbary Plumbing, they'll come out and fix it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMen'sHealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Good morning, 7:25, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Are you doing the Trump dance? Is that what you're doing over there?
I was doing the Trump dance for you.
The kind of herky-jerky arms out and back and the weird
it's a good arm workout.
But that's what the NFL guys were all doing, right?
They were.
Doing their touchdown dances like the Trump dance.
Yes.
And you were telling me even the UFC.
Yes, even the UFC fighter, John Jones,
okay,
did it for Trump right in front
funny.
Of him.
John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're seeing some slowdowns now on the I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. That's about a 10 to 15 minute delay just due to congestion. Also, railroad closings that we're dealing with right now are on East Roberts Road, Kingsfield Road, and Archer Road. Those are all closed at the moment. So you might want to plan around that, because if not, you'll just be stuck looking at the close sign going, I don't know what to do. And allow an extra 15, 20 minutes as of now to your commute for those avoiding those and taking an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden has reportedly given the green light for Ukraine to strike inside Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles. This comes after news of North Korean soldiers arriving at the front lines to fight alongside Russian troops. The final evacuation warnings for the mountain fire in California's Ventura County have been lifted. That announcement means everybody who has a home there to return to can go back home. 240 structures were destroyed and several more were damaged. And apparently a banana taped to a wall is going up for auction at Sotheby's, and it's expected to bring in more than $1 million. This is some type of an art piece called Comedian by artist Maurizio Catalan. He made it in 2019. At that point, it sold for $100,000. Now, the banana has actually rotted away as well. So
it's an expired art piece.
But apparently, the winner can put a new banana in and still call it an original.
Oh, no, not even the same.
I don't know.
You're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe. You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Or a banana on the wall. Either way, I ain't falling for that.
That was a surprisingly fitting sound clip that you just had ready to go on the fly.
I find things fast.
Audio for any occasion.
I find things
That's
fast.
Andrew McKay.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 728 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to decide if now is the right time. That's always a question, right? When? Well, maybe not right now. And I say that because Christina Leavenworth, who is the expert, sold 175 homes last year, on track to sell the same this year. She says, I listened to her on Pep Talk the other day, and she was saying, you know, holidays are not a great time to sell a home because people are distracted. They're thinking about other things. These decisions can wait. What you really want is maximum interest, right? And that's more when people are back settled into their regular life, January, February. You know, they sell a lot of homes in January or February. It's not that you can't do it, but it's not as easy or maybe not as profitable for you. And that's your goal, right? You want to get the best price. So those are the kinds of little things that somebody who's done this a lot will be able to tell you. And she can. She and her folks at Levin Reinke Realty sell a lot of homes. And so they can solve the problems. They can be aware of the problems in advance and avoid them. They can solve new problems if new ones come up. That's kind of the idea, through repetitions and muscle memory, and even help you navigate through something that, you know, people don't realize how much insurance has affected the game. Can you get a house insured? What kind of inspection will I have to pass? Is the air conditioning or the roof, is it too old? Because, you know, you might think, it's got a 12-year-old roof. It's fine. You may have to replace that. What? No, seriously. So you want a real estate agent who can really guide you through that and help you know what's normal in a situation. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty. Did you watch the fight on Friday? Did you try to watch the fight on Friday?
I tried, but I did manage to do it eventually.
I said, this is what dial-up felt like back in the days.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I said the exact same thing.
Somebody I saw posted on Facebook said, oh, man, I finally got to watch the fight. And it showed an old picture of a DVD from Netflix with the Paul V. Tyson on the DVD label.
Right?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was.
That's pretty good. All right, coming up in a moment, the first interview with the new CEO at the base.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden is with other world leaders at the G20 summit in Brazil.
President Biden's in an unusual position. Not only is he leaving the job in January, but his replacement, President-elect Donald Trump, is likely to pursue a vastly different agenda. Host President Lula of Brazil is likely to push for a peace deal in Ukraine, stronger action on climate change, and what's being called a global billionaire's tax.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, a spokesman for Russia's President Putin, says President Biden is throwing fuel on the fire by allowing Ukraine's military to fire American-made long-range missiles into Russia.
Talking about the ballistic missiles called the ATACMS, they've been limited to targets around Ukraine. They will target, according to reports, counter-offensive forces in Russia's Kursk area, where Ukraine has made inroads recently.
That's Fox's Greg Palcott. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees. It is mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. House Speaker Mike Johnson is defending President-elect Trump's controversial cabinet nominations, including Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. He says those picks will disrupt the status quo by design.
They will go into the agencies that they're being asked to lead, and they will reform them. These agencies need reform.
Johnson was on CNN over the weekend. No pick has been more controversial than former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Johnson commented on the pending House Ethics Committee report on sexual misconduct allegations against Gaetz, saying that shouldn't be released because he's no longer a member of Congress. A 36-year-old man has died after a motorcycle crash on Highway 90. That happened on Sunday afternoon. FHP says the rider turned in front of an oncoming SUV and was hit on the right side. The rider died at the scene of that crash. A man is dead after a shooting over the weekend in Escambia County. That happened on Hampton Road. Deputies were investigating a shots fired call when they were led to a victim at the Raceway on Pensacola Boulevard. Right now, there's no word yet on the identity of the victim or any potential suspects. The shooting is still under investigation. Two Santa Rosa County commissioners said their goodbyes last week. Thursday's meeting was the last for District 1 Commissioner Sam Parker. He thanked his family for standing by his side.
I do. I thank you for the time. I thank you that my boys were able to be here. Tyler's out of the hospital. They've sat through probably their last county meeting after today, unless they start driving or catch along, because, I will be with y'all in thoughts and prayers, and told a few of y'all, if you want somebody to buy you lunch, give me a call. But other than that, I don't think you'll see me darken the doors of this office in the future.
And Sam Parker will be replaced by Bobby Burkett. District 3 Commissioner James Calkins will be replaced by Rhett Rowell. Both of those new commissioners will be sworn in, and the board will be restructured at a meeting this week. A member of the Trump family is reportedly interested in being Florida's next senator. Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura, was on Fox News over the weekend. She told Fox and Friends on Saturday that it would be an honor to replace Marco Rubio in the Senate. President-elect Trump has nominated Rubio to be his Secretary of State. Laura said it would be great to have another young mom in the Senate, although she said she has not been asked, but she would consider it if it were presented to her. A 19-year-old facing charges for a burglary over the weekend. Escambia County deputies were called to a quick stop on the 8700 block of Chemstrand Road on Saturday. Early Sunday morning, officials say Trenton Devon was caught by responding deputies as he was trying to flee the scene. Deputies say they recovered burglar tools and the back door of that store was damaged. Devon is now charged with burglary, possession of burglary tools, and misdemeanor criminal mischief. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest through Highway 29, you're starting to see about a 15-minute delay there because it's backed up way past Pine Forest. So just be aware of that. Back an extra 20 minutes for that. Also, railroad closings today. The crossings at East Roberts Road, Kingsfield, and Archer Road are all closed for today as they start working on those and hopefully have those done by today. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 71 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 68 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tencent Cloud is increasingly leveraging the WeChat ecosystem to set itself apart from other cloud service competitors. That's according to its CEO, Dowson Tong. Tong shared that many of Tencent's clients are keen on building their own mini programs on WeChat's network to attract existing users of the super app to their services. The exploration company announced that it has raised $160 million to fuel development of its reusable capsule that is designed to take astronauts and cargo to space stations. Venture capital firms Balderton Capital and Plural were the lead investors in the round. The boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson was one for the record books. Netflix said 60 million households tuned in for the big fight. However, many fans have complained that their broadcast froze or crashed mid-fight. Netflix said they are working on improvements. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 305, the NASDAQ down 427. That's your money now.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with Pinnair Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at pinnair.org/auto-refi. That's pinnair.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between November 1st and December 31st, 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PINNAIR for complete details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Captain Chandra Newman, call sign Mama-san, is the new commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. A bunch of us interviewed her. The voices you're going to hear here, I think, are primarily Brent Carney from Channel 3, Brent Lane. It's all Brent's plus Andrew. There were a couple of other people there in the room, but I think we're the only ones who asked questions. And it was kind of a gaggle style, but, you know, you'll hear all of that and hear from her. And I will tell you this. I really like her. I've talked with her just a little bit here and also a little bit after this off of, you know, off of being recorded or whatever. But I'm pretty impressed. She's pretty great. Anyway, this was the interview that we kind of all did together with Captain Newman.
So, I mean, you said it yourself, your Navy career began here in Pensacola. So, I mean, it must be quite a moment to take command of this base and kind of walk me through what you're feeling.
Immense excitement, honor, privilege, all those words, but more importantly, it's like coming home. Native-born Floridian, coming back to Pensacola, to the cradle where it really all began for me and my grandpa so many years ago at Officer Candidate School. It's pretty special.
And you're the first woman to take command of the base.
That's what they tell me, yeah.
I mean, that must be an incredible honor.
It is. And, you know, you heard it earlier, just the history of this base and what we do here in Pensacola and for how long this city has supported the Navy, just to be part of that. It's special, and I'm very happy to be here.
So I guess what do you hope to accomplish within your first few days? I mean,
try to learn everybody. Mm-hmm. No, right now it's just taking it all in, giving myself this moment with you to feel how it's going to go. But when I say that we build the fleet here, my job is to get after our nation's priorities, and it starts here with our aviators, our signal intelligence experts, our cyber professionals, our explosive ordnance team, but it's the joint fight that starts here in Pensacola. It's a Navy town, it's a Navy base, but we support all services, and we want to be trained and ready for the next fight.
Now, can you go into your background of how did you end up getting this position? I mean, do you apply for it? I mean, how does this work?
It's a screen board to become a major command in the United States Navy. So I was an operational commander of a helicopter squadron in Norfolk, Virginia. After that, I was a Secretary of Defense Executive Fellow up in Washington, D.C., and then I worked for the Naval Air Force as the Air Boss of the Navy for these last 2 years. And during that time, I was fortunate enough to screen for Major Command for an installation, and Pensacola was number one on my choice, and couldn't be more blessed to get Pensacola as my selection.
You've been here kind of shadowing for several months, right?
Only for a few weeks.
Oh, for a few weeks.
About a month and a half in the shadows a little bit.
And what have you learned in that process that you were surprised by or didn't anticipate or relieved about?
Well, first of all, the southern hospitality of coming back home to Florida couldn't be matched anywhere else. So just getting out into the community and starting to relearn the city again has been one of the biggest joys. And like I said, it feels like home. As far as the installation go, this is my first command in installations. And I knew a lot of history about Pensacola. Just as a Floridian, we have to study Florida history, right? But just how expansive. I had no idea that this installation spanned with responsibilities from Mobile all the way towards Eglin. And just the amount of the 126 commands that we have here, the throughput of the students, you heard it today, 60,000 a year, 1,700 on just the base staff alone, and how large of a complex system this is and how it is so intertwined with the city, the county, and the state. It's been a real pleasure just to see all that intricacy and just the relationships and the professionals that come with it.
this is a base that has a lot of retired in D1. I mean, we have the biggest in the United States for retired military. Can you talk about your commitment to the community and kind of how you see your role in that?
Absolutely. For the services that we provide here, from our veteran services and the clinics and everything else that brings in, so it is really, you call it the cradle of naval aviation, but it truly is the cradle to grave at Naval Air Station Pensacola. From the accessions that we get straight out of boot camp, the 17, 18-year-olds, that this is really the first start they have outside of boot camp, and the taste of the Navy and this city and how much it supports the base, quite literally to the National Cemetery here. And so for everything in between, we own it. This city owns it. This county owns it. And I think the state takes pride in it as well.
It's not as common to have a helicopter pilot who's the skipper, but obviously with the ties to Whiting, that puts you in kind of a unique position to understand not just the mission here, but the mission in the region.
Absolutely.
And you want to talk a little bit about that perspective as a helo pilot?
I think that being a helicopter pilot, not to throw any shade to my fixed-wing friends, but we are a crew concept, right? And I think for Thumbs that's up at Whiting Field, he and I were JOs together, so it's really kind of like two siblings. Watch out, y'all. It's really two siblings kind of getting back together as a team here. And, you know, with Santa Rosa up there, and we've got Escambia, and then all of our neighboring counties, it really is. All of our outlying fields and everything expands this area. So together, I think we're super excited to be able to advance two Hilo Bubbas together. And I actually get to get back into a little bit of fixed-wing flying again in my being here. So with the city and how we integrate, how we train, and how we're good stewards of our environment, our installations, I think is just absolutely inseparable.
And we'll come back to this in just a second. That is the new commanding officer, skipper at NAS Pensacola, Captain Chandra, call sign Mamasan Newman. And like I said, we'll return to that in just a second. And also final comments are from Terry Shishadi on his way out the door. On Friday, we got John Pickett, the traffic on the fives first. John?
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winter. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. No new accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some major delays. If you're headed from Pace into Pensacola via Highway 90, we've got some major congestion going on. It's backed up halfway, so just be prepared for that. That's like an extra 20-30 minute delay right there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing some major congestion issues, so it's about a 15-20 minute delay. Also, railroad crossings that are closed, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield Road, and Archer Road, all those crossings are closed right now, so plan around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Captain Chandra Newman, call sign Mamasan, and her first interview here in Pensacola as the commanding officer of the base. Again, this is kind of a gaggle style with the voices you'll hear, like Brent Lane, me, and Brett Carney from Channel 3.
Do you bring family with you?
So I have a 22-year-old nephew who's with me finishing college. Not necessarily bringing family with me, but you're going to see them everywhere. So my folks live about 5.5 hours up here. My cousins live about 5.5 hours south of here. And all the other cousins live over in Gulfport. So that's how this kind of became a family reunion where everybody merged here. And I think over the next 3 years, that's going to continue to happen.
What was it like getting your mom to pin you?
Special. Hard not to try to cry. And then my dad as well. They've been supportive of me for the years. And whether it's grand dog sitting to coming out and visit me wherever I can and when they can, being there supporting my deployments, backbone of my family, and certainly my guidepost.
Last one, guys.
Mamasan is kind of an interesting call sign.
It is. Yeah, so I like to say I earned it. I had some sailors and some junior officers when I was an officer in charge of a helicopter detachment. We were I was the senior military as a lieutenant commander. I had dodged call signs my entire career. But we were operating from Guam in and out of Japan and Korea up and down the second island chain in Indo-PACOM. And my sailors started getting creative with some nicknames every now and then. Instead of accidentally saying yes, ma'am, they'd say yes, mom. Oh, and kind of, I meant ma'am. And one of my junior officers got creative in one of the dictionaries, Merriam-Webster's, I don't know, as they were mulling over call signs, and they found that one of the definitions of a mama-san is a woman who takes care of her people. And so I don't know what real story they told the CO of the squadron, but there was a story that went with it, and it was a fait accompli. The next thing I knew, I was calling the CO as soon as we got back underway on our ship to do an ops normal call, and he answered the phone, "Hey, Mama-san." I was like, "Uh-oh. What just happened? What am I missing here?" It stuck like glue. I couldn't shake it, and I own it. It is true.
Anything else you want to add, ma'am?
I am so thankful, humbled, and appreciative for this city and this base and this opportunity to be here. I look forward to working with all of you and seeing what we can do over the next 3 years, and certainly celebrating the history of this base and this nation.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so good to have her. And by the way, I'm not sure. I need to ask and verify, but she might be the first helicopter pilot who's the commanding officer at the base. And if you know somebody previously who was, please call, text me and correct me, 437-1620. You know, a lot of ink has been spilt over her being the first female to skipper the base, but I think she might be the first. I'm not sure. I'm suspicious that that's the case. I'm not quite sure that it is. Also had a chance right after the ceremony in the crowd to talk to the outgoing commanding officer, now retired Captain Terry Village Shashadi.
All right, final interview, as he is now the former commanding officer of NAS Pensacola.
Yes.
Village Terry Shashadi, retired. Thank U.S. Navy.
Yes.
How's it feel?
Unbelievable. You know, to be part of this, you know, not only the installation, but this profession that we have for naval aviation, to be the commanding officer of this base that holds so much importance to what we do here, as well as for our country. It has been an unbelievable honor and a privilege to be here. So,
putting down the phone for the last time.
I gave up my phone about 2 hours, well, I don't know, probably 3 hours ago, and I got to press the erase and reset all before I handed it over to my IT guy. But that was a good feeling right there.
Does it feel real yet?
Not even close. Not even close. I haven't, not even close. I'll just say that.
And what are you going to do now? A lot of people are asking.
So right now, I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to spend some catch-up time with my family. And then I don't know if many people know, but me and my family are staying in Pensacola, Florida. We made that decision very early on in our career. And I'm going into the private sector with a awesome company that I'm looking forward to working with, a company called American Heritage Financial. So really excited for the opportunity that I got going over there, and looking to do some great things, and taking a little bit break from the community, but I'm looking forward in about, you know, a little bit of time to get heavily involved in the place that I now call home.
26 years, you've earned it. Thank you, and thank you for your service.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, see, this is why I love you guys, because you texted me immediately. I thought Lucky was a Hilo pilot, and he was. I forgot. I was thinking of him as a sub guy and also a Pentagon guy, but no, that's right. You know, he also flew rotor. So thank you for the correction. Anyway, that's your change of command. And I feel like there's somebody out there who's like, boy, you are spending an awful lot of time on this today. Yeah, I mean, it's only half of our economy. I mean, they only push, what, 60,000 students a year through there? The entire population of Pensacola. But you're right. You're right. It's not a big deal. No, I get it. There's all kinds of other news. And we'll get to some of the rest of it here in just a minute. 752 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like C-MEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Slight hesitation, a little nod to the gods.
A nod to the gods?
Yeah, to the gods. That he is fallible. That perfection is unattainable.
Oh, I did get a brief note in here. We've been saying all morning about these railroad crossings that have been closed at East Roberts, Archer, and Kingsfield to do the other half of the work. You thought you were done. No, we told you last week they were expecting to reclose those this week. They are hoping to get those open today. I have been saying by Tuesday morning, and I think, you know, hey, be surprised if it's open. Don't be surprised by it being still closed. So I would not expect it by drive time tonight, but, you know, because I got to let the asphalt dry and cure. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there we go. Is it working now? There we go.
It's working now. We can hear you fine.
President Biden apparently giving the green light for Ukraine to strike inside of Russia with U.S.-made long-range missiles. This comes after news of North Korean soldiers arriving at the front lines to fight alongside Russian troops. Democrat Senator Mark Warner asking the owners of a popular video game platform about reports of extremist behavior by users. The Virginia lawmaker sent a letter to the company that owns Steam after the Anti-Defamation League released a report last week claiming millions of users were engaging in anti-Semitism, racism, extreme behavior, including praise for mass shootings and terrorist groups.
You mean gamers are salty?
Apparently, yeah. That's
oh my God,
that's
who knew?
The long and
Look
short.
Look at that. Yeah, all right. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Beyonce apparently is going to be performing on Netflix's NFL Christmas Game Day during the game between the Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. It'll be the first live performance of songs from her country album, Cowboy Carter. And so I guess we'll just have to hope that they get some of their live streaming issues sorted out before that.
Yeah, she says they'll be performing. Will she? That's the real question. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. See, if you are on Highway 90 trying to get from Pace into Pensacola, I'm seeing a major, major delay right there. We're talking like 30 minutes, and it's all due to congestion. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and through Highway 29 construction zone. Seeing some major delays there, so about a 10-15 minute delay. Railroad crossings that we're dealing with that are closed right now, East Roberts Road, Kingsfield Road, and Archer Road are all closed at this moment. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
So if you're at like Woodbine and 90, what do you want them to do? Turn around and go to Avalon? Go up to Quintet? Like there's just...
Yeah,
once you're there, you know, what do you do? I mean, if you're way over in, you know, Central Milton or something, you can take Avalon.
Yeah,
but otherwise, like, we're just here for a while.
Yeah, we are.
We're just here for a while. All right, 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. If, you know, what happens sometimes when you get around loved ones you haven't seen them in a while, like at the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, is you notice things that you don't otherwise see because you're not around them. And sometimes that can be that as they get older, if it's your parents, aunts, uncles, maybe, you know, sisters and brothers, you notice that they're just not quite as sharp as they used to be. They maybe don't remember things as well. You might notice that they're struggling with, you know, just sort of basic things. And the tendency is to ignore it because it's human nature. You just want to ignore it. You don't want to deal with it. Well, bad approach. Okay. A better approach is to talk with them and say, you know, hey, look, I noticed some of this and just wondering if you're having trouble, you know, with cooking, cleaning, driving, what they call activities of daily living. Because at a certain point, and nobody likes to have these conversations, but it's an adult thing to do, is, you know, people may need a little extra help. And you may already be helping them. I mean, that may be true for some of you. But it's getting to be too much for you. That's when it's time to call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators. And I know a lot of people, like, you kind of get all these terms and, you know, they get confused over what different levels of care might mean. That's why he's there. He's there with his local team to help you figure this out, not just to figure out what level of care your loved ones need, but also where's the right place. Because once you decide, okay, no, assisted living really makes the most sense. Well, gosh, there's only like 30 or 40 of them locally. Which one? Well, price, lifestyle, kinds of activities, different flavors for different people, right? That's the kind of thing that he can help you with. And he and his team do great at placing folks. John Horton, assistedlivinglocators.com. The phone number for him on his cell, 712-0887. He just wants to help you and your family get exactly the care that you want. What else do we have going on? Oh, I don't have time to get into that right now. Boy, I do have a good story I want to analyze with you. Kind of an interesting side note is, you know how a lot of stores are now locking down like their toothpaste or deodorant or contraceptive areas, and just all kinds of different things. Anything that could be stolen, people are going to online shopping instead because they'd rather have the inconvenience of Amazon versus...
Listen on air at 92.3.